The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 28th Chapter, Text Number 17, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 26, 1975, in Nairobi, Kenya.
The Lord is eternally very beautiful, and He is worshipable by all the inhabitants of every planet. He is ever youthful and always eager to bestow His blessing upon His devotees.
Upicca darshanam sasyat sarvaloka namaskritam shantam bhayasi kaisari vrityanu grhakatam. This word is very important. Vrittanugrahakataram. Anugraha. Anugraha means favor. Just like the father wants to favor his son always. Father wants that my son may become very fit, competent to take all my favors. This is fatherhood. Every father, even in this material world, if father is very big man, great man, he wants that my son also, let him become bigger than me. Is it not practical? So, if God, Krishna, is the original father, ahanga bija padapita, Krishna says, it is not concoction or contemplation, no, it is a fact. Krishna says, sarvajoni sukauntiya sambhavanti murtayoya. Tāsāṅga mahajjani brahma kāṅga bīja padakkhuta. I am the seed-giving father of all living entities. It doesn't matter in different forms. He does not say that I am the father only of the white, not of the black. He never says. He has no such distinction, white, black, European, American, or poor, rich, bird, beast, human being. No. He does not make any discrimination. He is always ready to bestow favor as the original father. That is God. Therefore, this very word, Vrittanu Grhakatanu. How these rascals will give up this material job and come to me and take all my favors. This is God's desire. And we are so obstinate, we want to take some favor from this minister, that person, this failure. Krishna says, Sridham Sarvabhutam. I am friend of everyone. And here is the word, Vrittanu Grhakatam. And he is very, very eager to give all his favors. And still people are not becoming Krishna conscious. Just see how rascal they are. So we say, anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is a rascal. Is he not a rascal? He is claiming that I am the seed-giving father of everyone. Sarvajonishu, kaunteya. In all species of life, he does not make any discrimination that I am the seed-giving father of this class of men, of this species of men, or for the human being. No. He says sarvajonishu. Joni means the form, Just like we have got here different forms. But that form doesn't matter. Form is external. But the internal is the same spirit soul. Therefore you are seeing now a new thing in the history of the world, that the Africans and Indians and the Americans and the Europeans are dancing Hare Krishna. Just understand. Don't be rascal and fool that you do not understand what is the potency of Hare Krishna mantra. If you become so rascal and fool, if you do not understand, then you are animal. Here is the practical example. How it has become possible that the white Americans, Europeans, and other colored and the black Africans, they have forgotten everything. When they chant Hare Krishna and dance, do they remember that I am African, I am American, I am Indian? No. Brahma Bhuta. Why you are laughing? That is so important thing. So this is Brahma Bhuta stage. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Na suvachati na kankati. Samas sarvesu bhutesu madhvakti lavate bhava. This is Brahma Bhuta stage, practical. Not that I am Brahma, I am the same God. These rascals spoil the whole thing. Here is Brahma Bhuta stage. When you forget your material identification and you become one in connection with Krishna, that you are all devotees, servants of Krishna, let us enjoy, chant Hare Krishna and dance. This is Brahma Bhuta stage. Not that artificially smoking cigarette and he has become Brahma Bhuta. He is cigarette Bhuta. Bhuta and cigarette Mokha. How is Brahma Bhuta? These rascals say like that. Table talks, I am Brahma. Brahma. Doing all nonsense and he has become Brahma. Brahma he is, everyone is Brahma. But there is no realization. Neither they do know the method of realization. Brahma, everyone is Brahma, there is no doubt about it. Because we are all minute part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, if Krishna is Brahma, Parabrahma, we are also minute particle of Brahma. There is no doubt about it. Gold mine, big gold, and a small particle of it. They are qualitatively one, gold. But the gold mine is different from the gold particle. These rascals, they do not understand. The gold particle is claiming to become the gold mine. This is Mayavad. And they are making people atheists. Soham. Soham, it is Vedic version, that is all right. What is God? I am also the same thing. But not the same thing, that does mean that God, as God is powerful, I am also powerful. No. You are qualitatively the same thing, that's all right. But if you claim quantitatively that you are the same powerful as Krishna, then you are mistaken. Krishna can lift when he is 7 years old boy, the whole mountain. And 7 years boy, when he is here, he cannot even 7 kilo. So you cannot compare with Krishna's potencies, your potency. But as Krishna, when you are out of this material conception of life, bodily conception of life, sarvabhadhi vinir muktam tatparatena nirmala, when you become purified by giving up these all designations. Designation what? What is that designation? I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am African, I am Indian, I am European, I am woman, I am man, so many designations. So you have to give up this designation. You have to give up this designation. Then, if I not remain African, then I become Indian? No, that is also designation. I am Hindu, I become Muslim. That is no, that is also designation. You have to become purified. Sarvapadhi vinir muktam. All kinds of designation. This child, maybe. All kinds of designation. You have to give up this designation that I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am African. No, no designation. Simply become pure Brahma. Then Aham Brahmas. That is called Aham Brahmas. Not that I remain a Christian, I remain a Hindu, I remain black, I am white, and I am Brahma. No, not that. You have to give up your designation. That requires practice. And that practice means this. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. Simply by chanting. You will be purified. Chaita Tatpana Mahadhyanam. Go on chanting Hare Krishna and the beginning will be Chaita Tatpana Mahadhyanam. Because we have got our heart. Everyone, we are living entity, we have got heart. That is full with dirty things. That dirty things is I am this, I am that, I am that, I am that. That dirty things. So, we have to cleanse these dirty things. That I am European, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am this, I am that. These are all dirty things. You have to simply think, I am eternal servant of Krishna. Jivev sarupai nitya Krishna das. When you think like that I am eternal servant of Krishna, then all these dirty things will automatically vanish. That is Brahma Bhūta. Brahma Bhūta prasannātmā. As soon as you become realized so, that my position is that I am eternal servant of Krishna. I am nobody's servant. But if one becomes Krishna's servant, he becomes everyone's servant. That is the Krishna consciousness. Why you are trying to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world? Because we have accepted this principle that I am Krishna's servant. Krishna wants to deliver these rascals from this misconception of life. So let me do something for Krishna. This is Krishna concept. And if you are servant of Krishna, if you actually realize, then you have to do something on behalf of Krishna. What Krishna wants. The first class servant is he. When he serves the master without asking for it. If he understands that master is now in need of this thing, if he brings it, first class servant. He's first class servant. Because he knows the master wants it. So, Krishna wanted as Krishna. That all these rascals may give up their so foolish engagements and surrender unto me. Sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ sa. That was Krishna's last word in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna wants this, that these rascals are suffering in this material condition of life, three miserable conditions, and still say, rude rascal, they do not come to their senses. Still they want to remain servant of Maya. So let me directly say, you rascal, give up all this and yes, man, surrender unto me. That is Krishna. But they will not do it. Why shall I surrender to? I've got so many things. I've got my nation, I've got my family, I've got my this, I've got no. Why shall I surrender to you? Give up everything? Such a rascal. Cannot be convinced anyway. Whole world is servant of somebody. But he declines to become servant of Krishna. This is the disease, material disease. He will remain servant of thousands and millions of establishment and person, but he will disagree. That's why Krishna says that you give up, you become my servant. No, no. Why can I? Why shall I do? This is material. Therefore, Krishna came as Krishna's servant. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gaurati Sino Namo Mahapadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayat Rupa Goswami understood when he first saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he offered his respect in this way. Namo Mahapadanaya, the most munificent, charitably disposed incarnate. Why? Krishna Prema Pradayat. People cannot understand Krishna, but you are so merciful, you are giving direct love of Krishna. When there is question of love, unless I understand you fully, what kind of man you are, what is your position, you also understand. When we find of the same category, then there is question of love. So, people do not understand what is Krishna, how they will love Krishna. It is not possible. Manushanam sahasyesu kaschid yadati siddha. Out of many, many millions of persons, somebody may try to become perfect. They do not know how to become perfect. They remain cats and dogs, simply engaged in eating, sleeping, mating and defeating. That's all. They are cats and dogs. They are not human beings. What is the difference between the cats and dogs and human beings? Human being is also interested so long this body is there. We are interested in eating, sleeping, mating, but that is not our main business. Our main business is how to understand God and love Him. That is our main business. Sabai pungsang paro dhanma jato bhakti radhokkaji ohituki apratihataya jinatma samprasidati. This is the business. We are Hindu, Muslim, Christian, this, that. They are all third-class cheating religion. What is real religion? That is religion which teaches how to love God. That is religion. Jato bhakti radhokkaji. That is first class religion. It doesn't matter whether it is Hindu religion, Muslim religion, Christian religion. If it teaches how to become lover of God, then it is first class. And what for this love? Ahoituki. Without any cause. People love somebody else to get some return. No. Ahoituki. Without any expectation of return. Annavilasita sunnam. Just like these European, American or African boys, they have joined this Krishna consciousness. They have not come here for some material profit. No. They have not come here. Others may come. You can say the Africans are poor, they have come. No. Nobody has come for material profit. What about the Europeans, Americans? They are not poor. They have got enough money. Why they are after Krishna consciousness, after me? I am not a rich man. No, that is called ahoituki, without any motive. No motive. Krishna is my lovable, worshipable, I shall worship. This is one. Ahoituki, apratihata. And if you have got this intention, that Krishna is my Lord, I must love Krishna, I must learn how to love Him, then apratihata, no material condition can check it. Either you become American or African, black and white or this or that, nothing can check you. You can go on. if it is motiveless. This is one. So I am very glad that you are trying to capture what is real Krishna consciousness, and this is the only process. Think always, manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jajman. Think always, Krishna is my Lord. That is thinking. This thinking should be. It doesn't cost anything. If you think, here is Krishna, he is my Lord. What does it cost? And what is the loss? There is no loss, but the gain is enormous. If you simply think of Krishna, manmana bhavamad bhakta. And who will engage his mind in Krishna unless he is a devotee? How he became devotee? Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam path. This savanam kirtanam. Simply hear about Krishna, chant about Krishna, then you become automatically. You don't require any education. Simply sit down and hear about Krishna. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu. Not others. Subject matter, Vishnu or Krishna. Sinnatang sakatha Krishna, punnasavana kirtan. If you do not understand, if you simply hear the chanting, you become pious. You become pious. So this is the simplest method how to make life sublime and super, this Krishna consciousness movement. And here it is said that, apichyadarsanam sasyat sarvaloka namaskitam. Sarvaloka namaskitam. It is not that Krishna is worshipable by the devotees. He is worshipable by the non-devotees also. But how the non-devotees are how Krishna is worshipped by the non-devotees? They do not want to worship Krishna. That he does not want, that's our life. But nature will oblige him to worship. How you can escape the laws of nature? Krishna will come before you as death, and you have to worship. Krishna says, mrittu sarva harasraham. If you do not take advantage of worshipping Krishna during your lifetime, Krishna will come. Just like Nishimadev came to Hiranyagiri. You rascal now, do you think that you are independent? Do you think? Immediately, finish, within a second. If you don't worship Krishna during your lifetime, then you have to worship at the time of your death, and you take away all your position. Therefore, he is worshipable by everyone, devotee and non-devotee. The devotee take advantage of this life and worship him, and the rascal, fools, demons, they are forced to worship Krishna at the time of death. That what is called sarvaloka namaskita. You have to worship. You cannot escape, you rascal. If you escape, then the time will come, he will take you, take everything, all your possessions, and the nature will give you the body of a dog, just gone, die, barking for so many years. This is the law of nature. You cannot stop it. It is not possible. You better take to Krishna consciousness and worship as sane man, as nice gentleman. Then your life is successful. Thank you very much.